Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you for listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Yesterday, we were talking about Yelp and this new program where when you go to check out the review on a restaurant, you will also see their health inspection grade. So we wanted to go right to the source and find out the details. On the phone is Luther Lowe, the Senior Vice President of Public Policy at Yelp. How are you today, Luther?
I'm well. How are you doing, Lisa?
Doing well and completely intrigued by health inspections. We kind of surveyed some people on the show yesterday and some are like, I would rather not know. I'm all in. I want to know every last detail because it does impact my decision on where I'm going to dine. So tell everybody what you've unrolled. I know you've had something similar in the past, but now it includes 700,000 restaurants.
That's right. So Yelp has always sort of put protecting consumers in front of mind. And almost 10 years ago, we rolled out a program in initially San Francisco to take these analog displays of restaurant hygiene grades, where we usually see them in kind of the window if you happen to notice them when you're walking in. And we said, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could put that into sort of a digital format and put it on Yelp in a context that makes sense, because people are going to Yelp to figure out where they're going to eat dinner tonight. And so the idea is, you know, getting all that data and organizing it turns out is not a technically trivial problem.
So when you go to check out a review of a restaurant on Yelp, it will take the data that has been received from local health inspection agencies or county agencies?
That's exactly right. So every, you know, 6 months, year, it really depends on the jurisdiction and the local regulations, but we would hope that every now and then restaurants would get have environmental health inspectors go in and make sure that there's not sort of rodents, that the surfaces are clean, and all the different types of things that contribute to foodborne illness, which actually kills thousands of Americans every year. Making sure that those types of bad practices are caught and reduced and mitigated, that is all that ultimately kind of is aggregated into a score or a grade. And the problem with that type of score or grade is that often it lives on a clunky .gov website that nobody ever visits.
You're right.
And so what we wanted to do is take all that information and put it into a place that made sense. And, you know, Yelp is the number one place where people try to figure out where they're going to go eat on the internet. And so that's why we thought this was just, you know, such a no-brainer in terms of our mission of protecting consumers.
This is Luther Lowe. He's a Senior Vice President of Public Policy at Yelp. How many people post Yelp reviews every year?
Oh, that's a great question that I don't know off the top of my head. But I would say over the lifetime of Yelp, we've had a couple hundred million reviews submitted. And then sort of our monthly stats are north of 100 million visitors every month. Lots and lots of folks are coming to Yelp to figure out, you know, not just where they're going to go eat, but who their next doctor is going to be, what plumber they should hire, and all kinds of other local business questions.
Luther, I get begged all the time from my dentist, from doctors, from home improvement people, please don't forget, could you post a Yelp review? And they actually give you the details and like, post it here. And it's just, it's stunning because people rely on it. And to think that doctors and dentists are asking for it is pretty stunning to me. Now, what's news today is that Yelp is displaying results of health restaurant inspections in Chicago and cities across the nation. But I understand in Chicago, it's usually a pass or a fail or, you know, working on it, pass with conditions, something like that, which doesn't give us a whole lot of info. Do you break that down into a numerical number?
It's a more complicated question than you would suspect. But the underlying kind of guts of how our system works does indeed rely on a numerical score and calculation underneath. But in terms of the consumer-facing side of it, we do have pass, fail, pass with conditions. However, we do also break out. And so when you're, for example, on the Yelp app and you want to see that, you know, this, you know, new pizza restaurant has passed with conditions, you can actually click on that link and see what were the issues that the environmental health inspector flagged. So it is more granularity, and it's easily accessible than was previously available before, but we don't want to kind of overwhelm the user with data.
I'm all in on this stuff. Like, I want to know, and I'll be honest, I'm not all that worried if I see a mouse or a bug or anything. Those are issues that can be taken care of. It's about the cleanliness and the health of the people who work in that restaurant.
And whether things are being cooked at the proper temperature. You know, in the late 90s, Los Angeles County was the first jurisdiction to say, hey, we're going to take this environmental health data, we're going to put it into a format that makes sense. In their case, it's like an ABC sort of elementary school grade situation. We're going to require restaurants to display it on their front windows or in a conspicuous place. Within 2 years of implementing that regulation, there was a 13% reduction in hospitalization due to foodborne illness. And within a couple of years, 90% of restaurants had A or B scores.
This is Luther Lowe, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at Yelp. We're talking about the fact that you can now check out health inspections, health grades, when you go to check out a restaurant on Yelp and say, oh, what kind of reviews did they get? Well, now you're going to see where they stand when it comes to health inspections. So are you getting pushback from restaurants?
This is certainly a disruptive kind of step, but it's an important step. And I think, I think it really honestly varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction as to how disruptive these implementations are. Like if there's already local laws that require restaurants to sort of have this stuff displayed and the city does a good job at advertising their government websites and there's, the restaurateurs kind of know the drill, it's less disruptive.
Well, let's check back with you in 6 months or something and see how this rollout goes. I'm intrigued by it. And thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you very much.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.